This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio. Planes, trains, and all the must-sees. Joy Drive Travel.
Chris Iyer from Lonely Planet. Good afternoon.
Hello. How are you?
You look like you've just landed. I sound like I've just landed, but you look like you've just landed.
Oh, thanks. Are you saying that I need a good sleep, Warren?
Where have you been?
I have been in New York. Okay. So the city that never sleeps, and apparently I never do either. I had a week there for work, and it was pretty intense.
How's New York?
It was surprisingly warm for this time of year. They were all talking about how the cold weather hasn't really kicked in, and they're a bit concerned that when it hits them, they're all going
to shock them.
Yeah, so which is kind of a bit the same here. It's like we're trying to wait for summer to kind of kick in as well. We've kind of taste of it, but not like, yeah, it's not.
And everyone keeps talking and everyone keeps saying there's going to be a really hot summer, but it hasn't hit yet.
No. So it's, it was really temperate. And of course, I'd packed all my big long coats and scarves and stuff, and they all stayed in the hotel room.
Now, talking about packing, you have a guide out. It's called the Travel Hack Handbook.
Oh, there's a mouthful.
What is it? The Travel Hack Handbook. What is it about?
So we are asked all the time about how do you save money when you're on the road? When's the best time to do this? How do I pack? So we thought the best thing to do was create a book where we put all these really handy hints from before you get on a plane to when you're on the plane to how to save money if on a hotel room to how to do things when you're on the road, and put it into one really great little product ready for Christmas.
Love it.
Not cynical at all. But, yeah, I think it's a really, really clever kind of collective knowledge in this, the Travel Hack Handbook.
I'm going to ask you one quick hack.
Oh, sure.
Before we get into a quiz. We're going to do a quiz today. Coffee.
I travel with the tiniest little French press.
Oh, really?
I do. And I wrap it up and put it in my shoe.
Well, what does it look like when it goes through the scanners?
I don't know. It's in my bag. Okay. So, but yeah, it's wrapped up in one of my shoes, goes with me everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I actually take half a bag of coffee with me as well, because I never quite know what the coffee's going to be like when the place, but I know that I'm probably going to have a kettle in my room.
Ooh.
So I've got something that to be able to pick me up, and American coffee is just horrific.
I agree with you. So we're talking about the Travel Hack Handbook. You've got a copy to give away today.
I do. I've got three copies to give away.
Three copies,
Warren.
To give away.
Three. I'm like Santa.
So, but we're going to make you work for it.
Oh, always.
Yeah. So let's do the quiz, shall we?
We shall. Should we go easy to start with?
Yeah, I reckon let's do easy to start with. The text number is 0427 569 949, or you can email onair@joy.org.au. Get your fingers warmed up if you want to grab a copy of the Travel Hack Handbook.
Get your digits ready.
Get your digits ready. Chris, what is the first question?
Oh, I think this one's pretty easy. So, and if you were listening a couple of weeks ago, we talked about this destination. Mm-hmm. So if you're on Kangaroo Island, which Australian state or territory are you in?
Have to think about that one. Mm. If you're on Kangaroo Island, which Australian state or territory are you in? 0427 569 949 is the SMS number, or onair@joy.org.au. Let's talk about some of the hacks that we might find in this book.
One of the ones that I always get asked about is, when should you go? And I know I've talked on this program about shoulder season and all those other things. And I think there are three really good rules of thumb when you're picking the time of year or to go into a particular destination.
Yep.
So you always check the local holidays.
Okay.
And local holidays, I mean, it's public holidays, it's religious holidays, and it's school holidays. So for the destination you're going into.
Yep.
Because if those things are on, potentially things are closed down, potentially things are more expensive, because people are taking long weekends. So just be really acutely aware of that. I've been trapped with that one previously.
What if it's a destination of, say, you know, say UK tourists, for example? Mm-hmm. Should you also check the holidays in that country?
Oh, 100%.
Because it might be flooded with people from there.
Yes, absolutely. So not about the holidays here, mm-hmm, in our, yep, destination, the holidays of the place that you're actually going to. So that's number one. Number two, in the place that you're going to, check the local festival calendar as well.
Right.
Because often what you'll find is when festivals are on, but if it's maybe it's a music festival or a big arts festival, you will see a lot of people start to actually go to that particular destination. Again, prices go up, hotel rooms go up, all of that sort of stuff. Availability becomes compromised. So that's number two, local holidays, local festivals. And the third one is peak season. Mm-hmm. Doesn't necessarily mean it's the best season to go. It just means it's the most popular.
Ah, so heaps
of
people.
So peak is popular, not peak is best. So
is
again,
peak expensive?
Peak is always expensive. So you've been on the show before and talked about shoulder season, and shoulder season, particularly for places like Europe or North America, is April and May or September, October, when you're missing those kind of summer months. Really good value for money.
We are talking travel hacks with Chris Sire from Lonely Planet, because there is the Travel Hack Handbook. We have three copies to give away today, but we are playing a quiz in order to get a copy. We're making you work for it. Question one was, if you're on Kangaroo Island, which Australian state or territory are you in? The text number is 0427 569 949 or honour@joy.org.au. How's it looking, Chris?
I have some answers coming through.
Yep.
And I'm pleased to say that listeners are actually getting it right.
Good.
Because the questions get harder from here. So let's, the one that's absolutely correct is Ants from Pran. You'd be in South Australia.
Fantastic.
Well done.
Oh, well done. So Ants has got a copy of the book.
Correct.
The Travel Hack Handbook. All right, let's move in to question two. Is this one going to be a little bit harder?
This one's a little bit harder.
Okay.
And I know that people will probably be reaching for the old Google device.
Is South Australia a state of Australia?
Yes.
No. State of Australia. What is question two?
Question two is, if you've just landed into the city of La Paz, what country are you in?
0427 569 949 or onair@joy.org.au. If you've just landed into the city
of La Paz.
Yep. Which country?
What country are you in?
Okay, 0427 569 949. Chris, some more hacks for us.
Yeah, so the other one that I always get asked about is packing. Like, mm-hmm, you know, so I think, again, there are three things that I tend to recommend here. Always leave space in your bag. If you have packed your bag and it's super crammed and super full, you're not bringing anything back with you, are you?
No.
So you've always got to leave some, like, pack it once and then kind of maybe take it all out and repack it again, because you're probably not going to use.
And then you've got to buy another bag.
It's just silly. So always leave space. I'm a big folder. I say fold, don't cram.
Not roll.
Rolling is different. So not cramming is problematic, but folding takes up less space.
Ah.
So I would roll T-shirts,
yep,
and like particularly underwear and maybe socks, because they can take up shorter spaces. But you've got to be really, really clever to like fold and kind of pack down. And then the other big one is wear your bulky stuff on the plane. Probably you've heard that before.
That's why you have 10 coats.
if you're going to take one big jacket with you, and I'd only ever recommend taking one kind of big jacket if you're going into a wintry season, make sure that's actually on you on the plane. I just did it coming back from the States. So it's easy enough to kind of store in the overhead compartment and all that sort of stuff.
I always find I pack too much and I come back and some of it is still folded and never been worn.
It. Yeah.
No. I mean, how do you break that cycle of I suppose that, you know, that insecurity of thinking, oh my goodness, have I got enough? And just saying, no, you know what? Three T-shirts is enough.
Well, the other thing too is if you do run out of stuff, you can actually buy it when you're there, right? So if you've run out of underpants or T-shirts or swim shorts or whatever, there is an opportunity to purchase a few bits and pieces when you're actually in location. So sometimes we're not brave enough to leave stuff out, and I think that's definitely what we need to do.
Chris Sire, we are going to get back into the quiz after this. So the question was,
if you've just landed into the city of La Paz,
yep,
I want to know what country you're in.
0427 569 949 or onair@joy.org.au. We are joined in the studio by Chris Zaya from Lonely Planet. We're talking about the guide, the Travel Hack Handbook. We've got three copies to give away. And Chris, we have been playing a quiz. What was the question we were trying to answer?
We were trying to answer the question, if you've just landed into the city of La Paz, I want to know what country you're in. And I have to say, Joy listeners are very, very good. Mostly correct answers coming through. And we have a winner, winner chicken dinner.
We have a winner. It's a chicken dinner.
Well, it's not a chicken dinner. It's a travel hack handbook. Okay. It's going to Darren from Caram Downs, who answered correctly. You would be in the country of Bolivia in South America.
Let's move into question three. Is this even harder?
Oh, this is even harder. And this I've put in there because I was recently there. So if anyone's stalking me on Instagram, they might be able to work it out. So Liechtenstein is the fourth smallest country in Europe, and it's the sixth smallest country in the world. I want to know what countries border it.
Liechtenstein. I can't say it properly.
Liechtenstein. It's a lot of letters for a little country.
So you want to know what countries does it border?
What countries border the little small country of Liechtenstein?
0427 569 949, or email onair at joy.org.au, and you could grab a chicken dinner and a copy of the Travel Hack Handbook by Lonely Planet. Text in now, Chris, more hacks. We want more hacks. What do we do? Because travel is coming. Christmas is coming.
Chris, yeah. So the other big one here is about when people make mistakes when they're actually going out and doing sightseeing. Mm-hmm. So this is about, so some of those other hacks were about, you know, right time to go, what to pack. And this is when you're there. And here are kind of three quick things to think about before you head out for your day. So the first one is check the opening hours of the place that you're going to be going to and see if there's actually like a reserve ticket or there's something that you need to do beforehand. I was recently in Rotterdam in the Netherlands and I went to a gallery. I checked the opening hours, thought it was all okay. Actually, I needed to book a slot. I needed to book a time to go into the gallery.
That'd be so frustrating.
It was free, but like, so I actually hadn't done the depth of research that I needed to. So then it was like, I've got to pivot and change my plans. So that's, so really check out everything that you want to do, particularly if it's something that is really important to you. Always make sure that the public transport is running. So there's no strikes, there's no, you know, there's no delays, there's no repairs being done on particular lines. That's always one to be really aware of because that's about how you're getting to and from where you're staying.
Do you have a particular rail map that you use or app?
The apps in this local city are the best way to go. Yep. And the other thing I tend to do is use my phone to take photos. So I'll find the station that's closest to me and I'll photograph the board and kind of know where my on and off stops are. Because like, then it's always on reference as a photo and I'm not having to chew up data or do all any of that sort of stuff. Really easy, right?
Great idea.
And then the final one, this is so sad, but it's really practical. Always travel with a travel umbrella. So if I've got a backpack on, I always put one of those small travel umbrellas in the side. So it's not like you're carrying much, but you never know when the weather's going to turn.
That's a great idea.
You never know. So, and they're not that big and they're not that expensive. And so, you know, if it gets wrecked, you can kind of chuck it away and, you know, find another one. But always, always travel with a little travel umbrella.
The Japanese have really good travel umbrellas.
Yes, they do.
Little square foldable ones.
I love them.
I do too.
It's just kind of like that. When I started doing it, changed my life because you can be in the, like, really terrible sunshine as well and need a brolly to kind of like, to shield yourself.
Chris, let's go through the quiz. Question three, what was it again?
So, Liechtenstein, it's the fourth smallest country in Europe. There's a hint. And the sixth smallest country in the world. I want to know what countries border Liechtenstein. And I'm going to give an extra hint here. There are only two
countries. 0427 569 949 or onair at joy.org.au. This is your last chance. We're joined by Chris Zaya from Lonely Planet. We are talking about the Travel Hack Handbook, which we've got three copies to give away today. The third copy, Chris, is going to the person who answered the question.
The answer to the question, Liechtenstein, the fourth smallest country in Europe. I want to know what countries border it. The correct answers are Austria and Switzerland. And big round of applause to Matthew from New Farm because he's getting a copy of the Travel
Hack. Congratulations, Matthew. Well done. Yeah. Chris Zaya, good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
And thank you for bringing in the copies of that book.
Oh, and you know, very knowledgeable audience. Always impressed when we do travel trivia.
Joy Drive family.
I love it.
Thanks, Chris. Catch you in a fortnight.
Fabulous.
That's Chris Zaya from Lonely Planet.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.